to the Gemara Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, towards the bottom of the Yom. Tana Rabbanan. Merachad Shem Pavuku Nekovav. May Erev Shabbos. And Merachad that that they closed off the places that, according to Rashi, it's one of the places where Rashi may quote Rabbi Yehuda Levi, where the heat makes it through to the water. That's one shot. Or Shepoku Nekovav, where the people sit to be heated by the water. Merachat Shepoku Nekovav Meir of Shabbos. L'moitzoi Shabbos Rochetz Bo Miyad. So it means that they, that if they close the Merachats off from Erev Shabbos, so L'moitzoi Shabbos Rochetz Bo Miyad. Poku Nekovav Me'erev Yom Tov. They did the same thing on Erev Yom Tov. L'mokor nichnas u'meizia v'yotze u'mishtateif bebeis achitze. So in Yom Tov, probably a different din, they allowed them to be meizia, and then they could be mishtateif, they could do the equivalent of pouring something like showering outside of the beis amerchatz. So Tosus points out that this is Hainuach, that the Gemara, that the Braisa could have been ma'ariv these two dinim together. The Tosus l'motzoi Shabbos reichetz miyad, that there isn't a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Avimotzi l'ravinu v'lesninu merachat, it could have learned it all as one din. But if we would have learned it as one din, then we may have learned something incorrectly. That's what Tosfos points out. So it's the same din. Merachat shepokuhu nekovav me'erev Shabbos, and merachat that was closed off erev Shabbos. So, and apparently was not being heated on Shabbos. So it was being heated Erev Shabbos, and then they closed it off. So one can use that Merchatz Matzoi Shabbos, and one can use that Merchatz on Shabbos Lehaziyah Ulishtateh Bebeis Achitzai. So Omrav Yehuda Masa B'Merchatz Ob Nebrak Shepoku Nekova Merv Yomtif Lemokar Nichnas Ob Lozim Benazari V'Kiva V'Ziyu Boi V'Yotzu V'Nishtatu Bebeis Achitzai. So they conform, that's the din. Ma'isa Shoya. Ela Shecham and Shleim Mechubim in the Sarin. Kishibo Adov, Lechecha Chavim, Omer Afapi, She'ein Cham and Shleim Mechubim in the Sarin. So they, this was the din. And whether the source of the hot water was covered over or not was irrelevant. Mishirobu Oivri Aveira. His chilu lesar ambatyos shel kerachin. His chilu lecha lesar ambatyos. They started making osir. Chazal made the. They started making zeya osir as well. Nevertheless, mitayel ben the einay choishesh. Right, so now we have the braisa, the first part of the braisa. Zeya was mutter lishtate bebeis chitzoin. They, however, they said that that's only if a person was meizia mekavana. If a person went there to shvitz, but if a person happened to be walking through or planned to walk through, and he benefited from the sauna by walking through. So then, Mitayel, that they didn't say was us. They didn't go that far to say that was us. Rashi's Lashon Malach B'Seichel Lefi Darkoi. v'loy lozia. My oivre yaveira, what's mishirobu oivre yaveira? The Rav Shimon ben Paza, Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora. B'tchila, on Yerei Chesed, Mechamin, Shuchu me'erev Shabbos. Now this is how the whole story began. That they used to open up the Shvitz on Shabbos. They would open up the base on Merchatz and Shabbos. A person, if the water had been heated on Shabbos, so that's the Iser of being Nene, May Iser, Melacha, B'Shabbos, right? So the water had been heated on Shabbos. You couldn't take a sauna, you couldn't take a bath. That you couldn't be Nene, V'Mlechas Shabbos. However, the water was heated Erev Shabbos. Nope. So with all of the halachas we learned so far about being nene from about the Isurim of water that heated Erev Shabbos with Shehiya, Hatzimana, but we never had an Isur of bathing in hot water that was heated Erev Shabbos. His chilu abalonim lachim b'Shabbos v'oimrim me'erev Shabbos hochmu. So the Balonim wanted to offer a very hot sauna, very hot water. So they would heat the water on Shabbos and advertise it was a Shomer Shabbos Shvitz, right? But they were being over the aveira, they were being mechamel. So what did Chazal do? Osru es achamin, v'itiru es azeyah. So they said, what was the iser? That a person cannot. No, what was the Easter? Osru Sachamin. So what was the Din de Rabbanon? Was that? What was the Nusach? What was the Lashon? What did they say? Osru Sachamin. So what did they say? No, what would you say? Alright, Rechitza v'chamin is also Rechitza v'chamin v'shabbos. Can't bathe in hot water in Shabbos. V'itiru es hazeyah. What's part of the itiru es hazeyah? What's part of the itiru es hazeyah? They never made zeh osir. So what's the itiru es hazeyah? What's that?
They didn't make it
osir. So that's what we're forced to say, but the lush is difficult. And Zaya was mutter. The sauna part was mutter. The bathing part was also the sauna part was mutter. V'dayin o'yureyiches in b'chamin v'ayimin mezin anachnu. So what do they have then? They had the sign outside now was switched to Shomer Shabbos sauna. Before it was a Shomer Shabbos bath. So they put a big X on top of it and Shomer Shabbos sauna, right? However, what was happening? What were people doing? They knew that Rechitza b'mayim mechamin was nisa d'rabbanon, right? And they knew it was exeras balonim was because people were going around the halacha. So apparently, what were people doing? What were they violating? No. Were they violating it in the rabbanon, or were the balonim still being over the nisa d'raisa? No. Sounds like. How do you know? So now this is the Mezian and Nachnu is to protect the Iser Rechitza Bachamin, right, that was instituted so that the Balonim wouldn't be over Iser Deiraisa. Right, so Osru Lenas Azeya V'Tiru Chame Teveria V'Adayinu Yerechitz in Bachame Yaur V'Oimrim Bachame Teveria Rachatzdu. L'chor it means the Chamei Teveria is a category. A category of water that was not heated, but told us Sa'ur. So, Osru Len Chamei Teveria, V'tiru Len Es Atzoinen. And they allowed them to bathe in cold water. Ra'u She'ein Adavar Omeid Lehen. What does that mean? Ein Adavar Omeid Lehen. No? What does it mean? So what do we call that? Einat Zibur, Choyin La'amoidba. Right? Now it's interesting that we assume nowadays that it's only us Americans who need who if we wouldn't be allowed to bathe every day, we would be mitzdayer. But apparently, if they were if they couldn't bathe, they couldn't go to the rechitza. They also because ain't a dover omed land, right? Now you see an interesting vart over here. Rashi says, ain't a dover omed shleit tzibur yichol lekavel mitoach shoshu lemes hakoil. Right? Now, so you understand now when the Gemara uses the phrase ain a tzibur yichol lamod ba. And therefore, Chazal repeal Gzeira, so it means that the Gzeira would not have made it. It doesn't mean that the because they had Rachmanis on the Tzibur, but it means Ein Adover Omeid Lahen. The point is, the Gzeira would not have stood; it would be nothing. So there's no point. Ad Rabba, the Rabbanon lose out. Here they want to make a gzeira that that the balonim will not heat up the water. So they go this far, the whole thing will unravel. People end up using the being rochets for mayim chamin and say it's chami teveria, saying they're being meziya. And ultimately, if they're going to be Jews who are going to be using the mayim chamin, the balonim will be heating the water up. So therefore, Chazal had to allow them to do something. He tiru len chame teveria v'zeya bimkoima imedes. All right. Side comment: Omer Rav, Haiman do Omer Rabbanon, Shori lemikvili avayana keman ki aitana bat yishol krochim ki aitana. Right? Ki aitana that says mishishchilu avayavera. So this is what David was saying before, that they were being over in Yisid Rabbanon. So you see that the phrase Avrayana can apply to Yisid Rabbanon, that a Chazal responding to people who are over in Yisid Rabbanon. All right, so now we go back to the beginning. So now, Tana Rabbanon, Merchatz Shepokuku Nikovav Me'erev Shabbos. So I have a Merchatz. This is Achrei Kechleis HaKol, after all these Gezeres were in place. So merchatz shepoku nekova me'erev Shabbos, the merchatz which closed down on erev Shabbos, the motzoi Shabbos rechetz boy miyad, and what was left, motzoi Shabbos. In other words, there was no chashash anymore that they were boiling up the water in Shabbos. Would there be a chashash that they were boiling the water in Shabbos? It's conceivable they would have made a din of Bechdei Shiyasu. Of Davka, because usually they nachri, but it's conceivable. So, Brechetz B'miyat. Next, the next din, Meizia, you're allowed to be Meizia, V'yoytze, and you're allowed to be Mishtatev V'beis Achitzein. Rashi, Shelefnei HaMerchatz, V'loy B'seich HaMerchatz, Shelo Yoymer Brechetzu, Kira Omran da Osir Ruchitza, Avozei Tiru, Veheyachizeya, Oimed Oyeshe Bebeis Amerchatz, Veeno Noisin Maimalov, Umischame Mumeziah. So the Gemara says, the Brisa says, Meziah was Mutter, that's Besoich Amerchatz. And Lishtatev, to throw cold water over you, that was Mutter only Bebeis Achitza. That's what was left. Alright, so that's the Gzeiras Balonim, or as the Rambam calls it, the Gzeiras Merchatzois. Right? Why aren't we allowed to take a bath, a hot bath, nowadays in Shabbos, or in Yom Tov, if all that water is prepared Erev Shabbos? And if we close off our water heaters so that no new water could come in, and when we use hot water, so we bring in cold water into the system and are heating it up. So it's a psik resha of bishul. Let's say a person would have a system where they could close off the entry so there'd be no new water coming in. We don't have that system, because if we would do that, you would not have enough pressure to cause water to come out. But let's say you'd have such a system. Right? Lo yitzur, you would fill up a bath erev Shabbos. So when, and leave it, would one be allowed to take a hot bath on Friday night with a bath, a hot bath that was poured erev Shabbos? So what should the Easter be? Gezeres merchatzois. Right? What about person who would take, I don't know, would start, would open up his hot shower before Shabbos comes in and let it come out and then go in on it on Shabbos? So that would be a violation of Gezeres merchatzois, apparently. That would be the din of being mishtatef. That mishtatef bebeis chitzein was mutter. But what about being mishtatev in the same place where you do the where you do the rechitza? Might be oser. Right? So that's our din of gzeres mechatzois is very much very relevant to us nowadays. Right? So now, so that's the major brisa. Gzeres balonim, gzeres mechatzois, a little of a sticky lashon was prani tiru, and the heter zeya. Then once you've finished our sugya from Lamed Tes Amud Beis to Mem Amud Beis, there are six halachis that the Gemara attaches to the din of Gzeres Merchatzois. Right? First of all, the sugya opened up. We did yesterday. That Ponav Yodav Veraglov is mutter. Chazal never made an Easter on Ponav Yodav Veraglov. Alright? That's the opening part of the sugya. Mai rechitza, ilema rechitzas kol gufoi, can't be. Elochamin shuchmu b'shabas hu da'asurin. Hachamin shuchmu erev Shabbos mutarin, can't be. But Tanya, we learn. Chamin shuchmu erev Shabbos l'mocher reichun ponu yed v'raglov. Avaloi kol gufoi. That's the first din. Kol gufoi is osir. Pond of Yodav Araglov Mutter. Chazal never made that also. If a person has hot water in Shabbos, he can wash Pond of Yodav Araglov. What about, there's a big difference between Pond of Yodav Araglov and Kol Gufoy. What's in between Pond of Yodav Araglov and Kol Gufoy? Aver. Right? So now you see something important, which Achrenim point out, and Shlomo Zalman points this out. That Pon of Yod Veraglov is lav davka pon of Yod Veraglov. It means an aver. It means washing a limb, washing if a person has somehow got dirty on his stomach, right? Somebody poured some grape juice or wine on his and it went all the way through to his stomach. So can he wash the area of his stomach? Right? That's what it sounds like. Pon of Yod Veraglov is lav davka. It means any aver. So now the next, what about aver? Whatever person washes a limb by limb, he washes himself down. So that's the sugya on Mem Amud Aleph, where Rab says that aver is mutter. Gemara has several kashas. Each one the Gemara answers. Gemara says, kol gufay chutz me aver echad. What's the din? Kol gufei chutz me'aver echad. Nu? That's aser, right? That's aser. That's what the Prima Gadim calls the Easter Ruboi Kekuloi. Bring the Rai from this Gemara. Prima Gadim Kiveger. No, sorry, Prima Gadim Mogen Avram. Alright, so again. So kol gufei, that's rechitza. Raiv gufei, zeres merchatzois is aser, right? Next. Aver, machleikas ameiram. Rav is matir, aver. What's pshat? Why should it be matir, aver? No? What's that?
Same svara that we've seen by pun of Yodav Raglov.
Why? What's the svara?
Because if it's lapped afka pun of Yodav Raglov, so then each individual hand is a different action. So when I put in my first hand, it's like I wash.
What? Well, why should. But let's say after 15 minutes, a guy's full body is washed. Why should it be makel on it?
Because the Isser is not in having your body washed, it's in washing your
whole
body.
Right, that's not called a merit, that's not called rechitz anymore. It's rechitz kol gufoy. It's not called bathing. Right, so that's apparently the Gemara, that was the machlokes. Rav, that was the machlokes from Amayram. When the Gemara said, Gezeres merchatzois, that they say it's also to take a bath, also to take a shower, so memela, if it was Aver, it's not a bath, not a shower. Right? Or do they say, no, it's usur to wash your entire body? It's machlekes amirum. But Lukuli Alma, Pon of Yodav Raglov, one Aver, mutter. Alright, again. Din number one is Ruba Kakuloi. Din number two is Aver. Machlekes amirum. Din number three, Pon of Yodav Raglov. Din number four, Lishtatev. Machlekes Tanoim on Lemetesimid Vase. Spritzing water over you. Some form of a shower. So what's the din? Machlekes Tanoim. Did the Gzeiras Mirchatzois include Ishtatev? Three-way Machlekes did not include. Included Afilu B'tsoinim. And it was even more chomer than the Merchatz. Or only B'chamen, not B'tsoinim. What would be the Hezber to say Afilu B'tsoinim? No. What would you say? Who's that? Go ahead. Right. I've never seen this, but I've heard about this. So the person, apparently in a Schwitz, that's a common practice. The Schwitz is a common practice is to get all heated up and then to pour cold water on yourself. Apparently there's a certain initial pain when you slap yourself with cold water. But then, when you get warm again, it's soothing, it feels good. There's Shonim talk about this. That's nice, even the drush, you see, when people want to get darshan this idea. Sometimes people inflict upon themselves a sharp pain because they feel better afterward. Anyways, depends on what goes on. And if you see the old, the veteran European people used to really be nene from a Schwitz, from a sauna, you probably can still find there to throw. So the question over here is, did they make this also? That's what the judgment of Naran, that since this is one of the practices of the sauna, so is this included in the Isir, any practice in the Merchatz? They said, no, there was an Isir v'chitza. So being mishtatev, spritzing water over you is not included in that. All right. So the nafkemin will be for a shower. Are we correct to say that a shower is included in the Isur Merchatzos? If you say that it's an Isur of washing the entire body, so then, like Shmuel would say, so then it should be included. If you say that it's like Rav, Aver is Mutter, so it's only bathing that was Usur. So the Chor is showering may not be included. That's not what Chazal pictured. I'm Mishtatev? No, Mishtatev is this practice of spritzing cold water over you. Mishtatev was not the practice of washing yourself, Araya. Then Afilu Tzoinein. It's Machlaikas is Mutter. It could be awesome. But that's a question. And the Achroinim, whether showering is included in the Easter of Mishtatev. Alright? Next, what's the next din that comes out of this next thing that the Gemara discusses over here? So just be Mesadr the Sugya. The Iker din is the Memam Aleph. And then there's Kolam Estoif Mimeno, the different din that come out. So what's next after Mishtatev? Number five? No? Rechitza B'yamtif. What's the din of Rechitza B'yamtif? Is the din Shach B'yamtif or not? So we see from the Tosl Matzoi Shabbos, from the Pashtus and Braisa, Meir Yamtif L'mochar, that it applies to Yom Tov as well. Toisti b'maschil u'beisil matirin l'mechesem u'beis. The din applies to Yom Tov as well. Next, one more din. Din number six. And if you got this, sir, Memam u'beis. What about Mayim Poshrim? Not a hot bath, but a warm bath. What about a warm bath? So that's a Memam and Beis. Tana Rabbanon, Mischameim Adam Kineged Amdura, V'yoytzeu Mishtatev B'tsoinen. ובלבד שלא ישתתף בצוינן וישחמם כנגד המדורה בבני שמאפשיר מים שעולוב. A person should not put hot water, put water, cold water on him, and then sit next to the fire. Why? Shemavshir ma'im sholo, because it'll warm up the water. Is he going to make the water yatsi lettuce boy? Is it going to be over bishol? That also to take water and put it kineged amdura. The water's on his body. So what's the iser? Tosfos. B'chula shmeitzu masnisin gavi mecham shepineyu mashmid lahavshir ma'im letzorach shtiyo mutar. To have sharon leizel bishulan. So we'll learn this sugi tomorrow, Rit Hashem. But to warm up water in of itself, that's not bishul. The hocha da asurin meforish rivo de doime ki roichets b'mayim chamin. The yovoilem or the yovilem chamin lirchoitz gufoi. So according to Tzitz, why is it asur? No? So, in other words, explain, what does that mean?
It's general Isser of Rechitza. So the extent that even though it's not actually visual, it becomes less of a good thing because it looks like Rechitza.
No, so what's the Nakuda that you're grappling with?
That's not actually visual.
No. What's the Nakuda that you're having trouble formulating? It's not visual. So they made it Osir. Chazal made it Osir. Oh, so what are the two ways to say it? What is Tosfos say? V'yovel em chamin lirchoitz gufoi. D'doime kereichetz b'mayim chamin. V'yovel lohochem chamin lirchoitz gufoi. It's an ambiguity in the lashon of the riva. So what's the ambiguity? It's a machlokes rishonim. But what's exactly what you're having trouble formulating? That's the ambiguity. What's the ambiguity? No? Is it part of the Gzeiros Merchatzois, or is it a Gzeiros Shema Yavoi? Right? Is this a new Gzeiros? Mechlegis Ramban, and the Ramban spells out that it's a part of Gzeiros Merchatzois. In Tos is not so clear. The Doime Kiroiches B'mayim Chamin is a part of Gzeiros Merchatzois. Mali, if I walk into the water, right? Or if I have the water on top of me and I walk into the fire. That's what Tosfos is suggesting. The second part of Tosfos sounds no. The Yovei Lahochem Chamin Lerchoitz Gufis. The Ramban spells it out. The Ramban spells it out that it's a Gzeira. It's a new Gzeira. It's a Gzeira like Gzeira. If we allow the person to warm the water on his body, then he may come to take a hot bath on Shabbos. So just like Chazal made a gzeira of Zeya, they made a gzeira of Gzeira. They made a gzeira of Mayim Poshrim. Right? But again, that according to the Ramban, so according to this Tosfos, they made a gzeira of Mayim Poshrim. That's only if you warm the water on Shabbos. What about if you bathe in warm water? And you fill a bath with warm water, or you fill a hot bath on Friday. Shabbos morning, it's warm water. It's not hot water. Can you take a bath in warm water? So according to Tosfos, should be mutter. Because warm water is not part of the Easter of Gzeiros Merchatzois. Only hot water. Warm water, it's only an Easter if you warm it up in Shabbos. According to Ramban, Lechor, it's part of Gzeiros Merchatzois. Even warm water. All this is tremendous nafkaminas. Halacha l'maisa, the machlokes are Rabbanim. When Rabbanim tell their communities on a 3-day Yom Tov, when they're allowed to take a shower on a 3-day Yom Tov. Right? So these are all different studim. Then one could be mitzaref lokul, but the yisod. Look at the yisod right now. The yisod is halacha number 5. So again, the first thing is to be mitzaref the sugya. Otherwise, you can't budge in the sugya. Once you're misader, then you can work with it. And the way to be misader in the sugya is number one, gezeiras merchatzoyes, gezeiras balonim, and that was a gezeira that a person should not take a hot bath on Yom Tov, even if the water was heated up beheter in Erev Shabbos. That's din number one. Part of gezeiras merchatzoyes became not so relevant for us, not to go to a sauna on Shabbos in Yom Tov, right? What was left mutter? What was left mutter is walking through a sauna. What was left as being mutter was chamei teveria. What was left as being mutter is bitsoinen. All right? Then it was clear that we say rubika kulai. It was a machloikes amiroim if we say aver aver. It was muskam that pun of yodav eraglov or aver echad is mutter, right? There was a machlokes about the practice of lishtatev, and we have a machlokes whether that should include showering, and it's a different thing altogether. It's got nothing to do with showering. It's a practice that took place inside the base of Merchus. That could be the machlokes tanoim. And then we have the discussion of mayim poshrim. What about warm water, not hot water? Is that part of the gzeira? Or was it not part? According to Ramban, it was part of the gzeira. According to Tosfos, it wasn't part of the gzeira. And then we have the issue that we'll discuss now, and that is gzeiras mechatzois and Yom Tov. Right? Why is Yom Tov a separate parsha than Shabbos? No? Go ahead. Right. Because l'chayra, the whole root of gzeiras merchatzoyes, of gzeiras balonim, the whole root is the iser of boiling water on Shabbos for any purpose. Can't boil water on Shabbos, right? So the balonim being oven iser deiraisa. So Chazal said, therefore, you can't even use warm water for rechitz that was warmed up on Erev Shabbos. Now, we know they said something like Abi Yom Tov. That's that you can't deny. That is Mefurish in the Gemara, Memo and Aleph, Mefurish in Tosfos. The question is, how did they come to this din on Yom Tov? What do they say in Yom Tov? You can't take a hot bath in Yom Tov. Right? You can't take a hot bath in Yom Tov. Why? Because maybe you can't use hot water that was boiled in Erev Yom Tov to take a hot bath in Yom Tov. Why? Because maybe you'll come to do what? To take a hot bath in Yom Tov. Right? That's what you have to say. Because Taish says that the Gzeira is Hainuach. All the way down to Zeya. Right? And that's what Taish proves Beis Hillel Matirin. וכן משמה וכול השמייצן דמחמירן וחמן שוכו ביומטב כחמן שוכו בשבס וגוזר על הזיה ביומטב כמו בשבס כדו אמר בבייה במייבי ותאמה why should this be awesome? So what's Tosfos' answer? What's bothering Tosfos? Havar mitoyach shehutru havar letzerach hutru v'nami shalai letzerach mitoyach shehutru bishul letzerach hutru v'nami shalai letzerach that we discussed yesterday. So now we want to slip this discussion that we had yesterday into this. Now, so why taka? So we explained yesterday the why. Because the Gemara in Ksuvos, no, Dovah Hashem l'chol nefesh. So we explained yesterday different ways of explaining Dovah Hashem l'chol nefesh. But the bottom line is that on Yom Tov, something which is not shovel l'chol nefesh is aser. It's an iser deiraisa. Right? Exactly what fits that we discussed yesterday. But that's the din. So Tosfos says, why is rechitzas kol gufoy not a dover shovel l'chol nefesh? No. Because it's a tainug. Right? It's a tainug. All right, exactly how to define this is a machlekes ameirah, a machlekes acharonim. Exactly how to define this. We need to define this as something that, like Ezra said it yesterday, something that people would not do even if it was available to them. That's one way of defining it. Or something that roi people don't do. Machlekes between the base, one of the names, the base mayor and the Zera Emes. I don't know. Esmei is a famous one, but Zera Emes I haven't heard much about. But that's the machlokes. Exactly what I said. It's quite how you learn the lashon of the Gemara in Ksuvis, the Zion Amud Aleph. Exactly the nusach lagabe venison. I mean, that's not our issue right now. Rishon Zalman raises the following question: what happens if a person is walking along in Yom Tov, a truck comes by, and splashes him with filthy water? Right, that's Yom Tov. So this is for this person to take a hot shower is a dover hashavu l'chol nefesh. Nobody wants to have filthy water all over them. Also a mutter, right? That is in the kibbutz adati. In the kibbutz adati, when they used to go in the refet, I don't know if it's still nowadays the same things nowadays, but when they used to go in the refet on Shabbos. In Shabbos, they would take cold showers afterward. Yom Tov, I don't know what they did. But in Shabbos, they would take cold showers afterward. It's a different night. That's not because that's a different issue. We'll get to that in a few minutes. That's more of a... Those are all dinner derabbanans. All right? So now, so the Rosh Hashanah Zalman in a footnote in the Shemir Shabbos says this might be mutter. What's the suffix? Because this is a davar shevachol nefesh. This person's not boiling up water because he wants a tainug. He can't go to shul tonight because of the way he smells. Right? So that's a dover shavu l'chol nefesh. So he says, this kind of rechitza should be mutter. But there's a huge assumption that Rav Shlomo Zalman makes now. I'll go step by step. What are we saying now? What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said that rechitzas kol gufay is not a dover shavu l'chol nefesh. And therefore, osur on Yom Tov. And therefore, boiling up water for rechitzas kol gufay is osur and Yom Tov, and therefore Chazal, when they made their Easter gzeres merchatzois, included Yom Tov as well. Right? That's Tosfos Pshat. Right? So Shlomo Zalman is saying, and what happens if on Yom Tov you come across a situation where it's now mutter to boil up this water on Yom Tov? So Shlomo Zalman is saying, no? What's the chiddush he's saying? No?
When Chazal asked her, it's called the Tov Tamid, it wasn't just the Mitzvahs where it will be Tamid, but then categorically, maybe asked
it. And he's saying not so.
He's saying not so.
If I can unravel the Din Deiraisa, then I unravel the Gzeres Mechatzois as well. It's a chiddush, right? Not posted at all. Why? Because, no? Correct. Okay. So how do we know that once you pull out the first block of the Yom Tov, the whole Yom Tov falls apart, right? Kiilu, he said that the Yom Tov really was from a different than the Shabbos, right? That's one. There's another kasha. Go ahead.
I mean, it seems like Tosfos said that the entire Isra on Yom Tov is modeled after the Isra on Shabbos.
Right. Now, so it's emesis that will come to that point right now. We're saying we only learned yesterday, let's say Shitas Tosfos, but Rambam holds that on Yom Tov you're allowed to do any melacha that could not have been done Erev Yom Tov, right? Lo'echel Nefesh. So according to Rambam, if I don't do a melacha on Yom Tov that is that they don't do malach on Yom Tov, which could not have been done erev Yom Tov, that is an Issur d'Rabbanan. It's an Issur d'Rabbanan. So So it may very well be according to Rambam, and Rambam says that Havara is for sure. There's no Havara on Yom Tov. Rambam would hold that, I think the Dovra Shavuot Chol Nevesh wouldn't apply to Havara for sure. According to Rambam, the Iser of, it seems, that the Iser of Iver is at worst an Iser the Rabbanon. And when the Rambam says the din of not bathing on Yom Tov, in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, Tezayin, Rechitza v'sicha, harihein b'chal achila v'shtiyah, v'oysen ayson b'yom tif, l'fichach mechamin chamin v'yom tif, v'echitz v'en pon of yod v'raglov, avol kol gufa yosem mishum gzeiras merchatz. The Rambam says that washing oneself is like eating and drinking. And then he says, but a full body bath is also mishum merchatz. Why mishum merchatz? The Rambam just told me that washing myself is gachila vashtiya. He didn't say, rechitas ponna vyer ragus gachila vashtiya. The Rambam seems to say that washing oneself, kol gufoy, is an iser derabanan. So why is there a gzeres merchatzois? Aval kol gufa yosu mishum gzeres merchatz. V'cham en shuchmu mi'erev yom tiv. Rocheitz ben kol gufa yi b'yom tiv. Shulay gozru al dover ze elo b'shabes bilvad. Apella. Rambam says that Shabbos and Yom Tov are different. That on Yom Tov, it is also to take a shower or a bath if the hot water was heated on Yom Tov. But if the hot water was heated on Erev Yom Tov, then that Chazal never made Osir on Yom Tov. So what's the Gzeres Merchatzois over here? Aval kol gufay oser v'cham en shukum v'erev yom tiv v'ocheitz ben kol gufay b'yom tiv shloi gozer al dover zel b'shabes b'lvan. It's a strange sheet of the Rambam. So the Ritzva and the Ramban asked that kashan on Rambam. And the Ritzva has a fascinating teretz. The Ritzva's metarets that the gzeiras merchatzois includes more than just being choshesh for boiling up water. The gzeiras merchatzois is a gzeira which includes the concern that one may squeeze out the shmatis that one uses the washcloth, that one may walk out of the bath and end up dripping water onto the ground and flattening the ground. In other words, the Ritva is saying it's a very important yesod over here. Maybe we'll just describe it quickly right now. The Ritva is saying that the Isid Rabbanon of Merchatzois, even though it was primarily based, the Siva Satakona, or better yet, even though it was primarily based on the concern of Bishul or Avara, but there were many other concerns that Chazal had. They usually quote this B'Shem the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes that with every din derabbanan, you always have to be concerned that there could be other issues involved in the isa derabbanan, which Chazal did not announce explicitly. The Gra says that's why kevan shebotlus ibasa leibolat akanta, because there are other cheshbonos that we were not made aware of. So here the Ritva spells it out that in gzeiras merchatzois there were other cheshbonos. It still doesn't answer the Rambam perfectly, because in the Rambam should not be machalik. But apparently, what it means is that when it comes to Yom Tov, so there, the gzeiras merchatzois is what the Ritva says was only because of all the ancillary reasons. So that's the machalikus, Rashi, Tosus, and Rambam. Tosva says that the Xeris Mechatzois and Yomtiv was because of an Isa de Raisa. And the Rambam says the Xeris Mechatzois and Yomtiv was an Isa de Rabbanon because of all sorts of other issues that could come up. So it comes out of this a counterintuitive nafkamina. That Bizman Hazeh, according to Rambam, according to Ritva, that Xeris Merchatzois is based on ancillary reasons. So Bizman Hazeh, showering in Yom Tov bathing of the Silva Yasser. But according to Tosis, where Shlomo Zalman says, where it's primarily based on the Iser Deiraisa, so if one was in a situation where the Iser Deiraisa wasn't Shayach, because when it got filthy or something, then the Xeris Merchatzois may fall off in Yom Tov. Interesting afkamina. If you hold that the Xeris Mechatzois in Yom Tov was in Isid Rabbanon, then there may not be any room to move Bizman Hazeh. Isid Rabbanon is in place. So I have a personal problem. So the question is, well, do we say that Chazal didn't make the Isid for my personal problem? Masha'ina Kane, if you say it's based on Isid De'Raisa, so Shlomo Zalman says that could unravel the Xeris Mechatzois for Yom Tov. Interesting, a counterintuitive nafkamina. That would explain the Lashon of Itiru, by the way. According to Ritva, you understand Itiru. There are many issues that are going on over here. So when the Chazal say V'itiru V'lazia, right? V'itiru Chamei Tveria means that there are many, many issues. One was heating the water. The other was the Alontis, squeezing out the Alontis. The other was Hadochas Akarka. So Chazal's Gezeres Merchatzois was a broad Gezeres Merchatzois. But they decided they have to leave some room for people. So whenever they made the Iser, they had to be Matir Merchatzois in a certain way. And that might be the Yisrael of the Rambam. How did the Rambam know that? How did the Ritva know this? Because the Lashon of Itiru, it's possible, I'm suggesting it. But at least according to Ritva, we understand the Lashon of Itiru. Because there were other issues involved. Could be that that's true according to all the Rishonim. That there were other issues and all. That's why that they had to learn the Brice and Vitiru. Okay? So we'll stop here. Tomorrow maybe we'll finish up just Halacha L'Maisa on the Yom Tov. But I want to discuss tomorrow the Sugya of Mecham Kineged Or and Memam Beis, the Taisvis and the Rashba. Two different Pshatim. And then this Tyson Klisheni is the Yesodus Dictosis. About what Klisheni is. Was that?
You're right.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, good.